Hi, welcome to Cumtown. Regular episode.
My dick. Damn, you're kind of loud, I think.
Am I kind of loud?
Yeah.
Or maybe...
Turn me
we
down,
might all
maybe.
Be loud.
Maybe we're...
I couldn't remember if it was supposed to be six or five.
I think five.
Yeah.
I'll keep you. But
people are saying Nick's been quiet, so maybe keep him a little louder.
Yeah.
He's what? Oh, he's
so
loving
one,
penis. Loving penis. Nothing better than being in love with penis.
What are we doing the car stop on the
this
way here?
This I'll tell you, bro.
Hold on, let Nick finish. No, work it out.
I'm gay and I want to fuck my father.
There you go.
All right.
Swish. Frank Sinatra. You know, no one knew that song until it was in the
That
Sopranos.
Is awesome.
No one knew about it until it was in Married with Children.
No, shut up.
Married with Bluldren.
Bluldren.
I'm about to have some blood. How about like a...
Is that Black Children?
Like a blood that has to get a blood transfusion. Or a crip that has to...
Uh-oh.
And they're like, your blood type is B negative. And he's like, no. They're like, you're going to die.
Put C type blood in my body.
Gotta put C type. They're like, come on, man. It's still blood. It may be B, but it's blood. They're like, you know, and it's weird because they can't say, no, wait, hold on. It's a crip, right?
Yeah, it has
to be. So, yeah, even if it's C, it's still blood.
Unless, here's how it works. The blood's getting C type blood.
There's no C type blood.
There isn't?
No.
A.
It's got to be a crip getting B.
Well, back to the drawing board on this one.
We'll get back to that in the next episode.
Wait, there's A. Oh, you're right. A, B, and O. Right? Mm-hmm.
There's other ones, right?
Nabo. That's how you remember it.
Oh,
no,
come on, Nick.
Come on.
We got a sense of that
this
in Australia.
Is purely in an American
we
context.
We went to Australia. We learned the power behind that word. We should know better.
That's true.
But although we are in the United States right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like saying cunt is bad here, but in England, it's not bad.
It's like saying hello to a baby.
It's like aloha.
You could call a baby a cunt. You could be like, look at that little cunt.
Yeah, and they're like...
And everyone laughs and has beans for breakfast.
What a beautiful cunting daughter you have. Such a beautiful cunting bonnet and her cunting trousers.
Cunting trousers is good, dude.
Thank you. Say thank you, Diane.
No,
thank you, sir, for calling me a cunt. I'm having a cunting day here in grade two.
No, that's Canada, isn't it?
British School of Excellence.
What do British
cunting
people call
excellence.
Grade? I think it might be that, too.
Really?
The London Academy for Cunts. The London Cunting Academy for Girls.
For wee cunts.
The Wee Cunt Academy for Tots and Cunts.
You have a dog and it's like your cunting hound?
Well, that's what I like the idea of.
You sick him on women.
I've got a crib that's got a dog that's a bloodhound. He's like, no.
Okay.
It's a crib hound.
No.
Yeah. Crib should call all bloodhounds crib hounds.
Yeah.
I like the idea of cunting being what you, if you're in England, that's what you call going out to get pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going out for a sport of
it's
cunt.
Cunting
I'm
season.
Playing Modern Warfare again, and I'm in the lobby.
Cunting season.
And it's back, baby. It's fucking back. Yeah, I finished one game and some kid dropped the double NF.
Ah, yes. You know?
And then some guy was going off about how he's from the South Side or whatever,
and he'll fucking...
So Chicago?
Yeah, but here, let me see. I tried to
record it. Oh, you saved it.
I tried to record it, but it won't record the lobbies. It only records the game, so I only got the last like 8 seconds of this guy screaming. That's all you get.
Wow, that's good. They sound angry at each other.
Yeah, I love it, dude.
That's what makes your blood just fucking boil. That's what makes you feel alive.
Hearing people, this game has been out 2 days and people are already pissed on there. I love it.
What would you say? Is that what you would say your natural habitat is?
What?
The lobby?
The lobby of a game?
No.
No?
I don't have a natural habitat.
Come on, dude. You have to have one.
Yeah.
Is it online?
The guys that get in the lobby after them, because I get frustrated. I mean, games can be frustrating. But as soon
you're
as the match ends, you calm down.
Of course.
To take that energy into
the lobby, a sacred space.
You fucking piece of shit. fucking sitting there in the fucking bathroom the whole fucking game? You fucking pussy. I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you. I'll fuck you in your fucking mouth, bitch. Try that shit with me. Come to my fucking house and see if you could do that shit here.
Has anyone gotten killed over a Call of Duty
argument? No, I don't think so. I mean,
they give an address, maybe. Someone can drive 300 miles.
What? Couldn't they SWAT? Isn't SWATting something some people do?
Yeah. What's that?
You call them like a bomb
when someone's live
house.
Streaming, they call in. They say this guy was threatening to kill a bunch of people, and he said he has a bomb in his house.
Oh, and a SWAT team comes
SWAT
up.
SWAT team comes up.
How the fuck is it that easy to get a SWAT team?
They're just hanging out, dude.
Will they just do any? If I just give them any address, will they go? Because that seems like there should be more checks and balances, dude.
Well, yeah, you got to call from a secure line, right? So that shit doesn't come back to you.
But like, I feel like that happens a lot, or does it? Or maybe I've just heard of it. Does it happen a lot?
It's crazy that the police have their own special forces.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That seems
wrong. They have their own troops.
Yeah,
dude, those
yeah.
motherfuckers have like little tanks and shit. The pride like a local fucking police department has with their gay ass tank.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah,
it just sucks.
Well, they have robots too.
Well,
now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been at war for, I guess now, 400 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have all this military surplus that they just hand to police departments.
Yeah.
Like a Humvee with a open microwave on the top that can give people cancer from 300 yards away.
Just driving around black neighborhoods, just blaring.
Blasting cancer.
Blasting x-rays.
Yeah. We have a new, it's called a preemptive tactical Vision Zero tactical device, tactical corrective preemptive measure. And what it is it tactically, it blasts gamma rays through everyone's house to see if they have guns. And with the imaging system, one block is a tractor trailer with the X-ray film on one side, and then the other street over, we have a truck just sending massive doses of radiation. And then we look at the other truck on the other side once it gets to the end of the block.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's how you get them.
And then, of course, it destroys the truck.
Sure.
So you look, you go, okay, no guns in here. And then you throw the film truck out and get a new one.
Of course.
And this will cost us about $80 million a day. But the city of Detroit is going to see a future that it never dreamt was possible.
Just fucking scanning every kid before they get a free lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep putting them through a full body x-ray.
Yeah. Yeah, we got lasers that we point at the kids to make them think that they're being watched by snipers at any. We created a sniper alert system for all of the south side of Chicago, where every black person is constantly highlighted by a laser.
And most of them do not have a
most
gun on
of them
the other
are just
end.
Laser pointers. But
every once in a while.
Every once in a while, one of them is a sniper rifle. So it's sort of this panopticon
yeah,
of justice.
Yeah, it's like a psychological warfare kind of thing.
They don't know which one of the dots is going to be. And, you know, a lot of people say that this is racist, it's unwoke. But I'll tell you what. It lets Indian people feel mm-hmm. like they're closer to the quote-unquote brown community, which
yeah,
somehow
it's visibility.
Involves extremely upper middle class Indian
children
sons
of surgeons,
yeah, of doctors who went to Harvard, and a guy that was born addicted to crack that lives in a school bus that broke down in 1997.
That's
and
right.
Hasn't been moved off.
They are the same.
Yeah, they're the same. They're both.
They have the same.
They're all
amount.
Brown people.
That's right.
They have the
it's
same.
It's about brown. It's not about black people's rights.
Yeah, they
it's
have the same struggle rights. In America. Suresh Gupta, who has 9 PhDs and 0 debt. Is facing the same. When he's watching old episodes of The Simpsons and Apu walks on the screen,
mm-hmm. he's scared.
That's basically, it's the same feeling as Tamir Rice's brain exiting the back of his skull.
Yeah. It's equal.
It's equal. It's the same feeling. as as Mike Brown being ventilated by a scared man with Down syndrome. I'm pretty sure Darren Wilson had Down syndrome.
Darren Wilson have? What's Darren up to? Is he in jail or no?
Yeah, my name's Dan Wilson.
I think he's running for governor of Missouri.
Yeah, he's a Trump superdelegate.
Yeah. Oh, he's throwing out the first pitch at the Cardinals game.
Is that video of Trump?
The one where he's like frowning.
We got booed.
He's getting booed.
Yeah.
And he's like sad.
I kind of feel bad for him.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro. That's sick.
That was awesome.
Whenever a powerful person gets booed in public, it's cool.
But here's the thing. He looks genuinely hurt.
He it's does. Awesome. It really hurt his feelings.
It really hurt
tell.
His feelings. You can
I
tell.
Can tell.
Because he's the thing. Imagine that happening to Hillary Clinton. She would just be defiant and think like, I'll show them. I'll send their children to war.
Yeah.
And Trump's like, you can see his face. He's like, I tried my best.
But he does want to be loved.
Daddy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem is like, that's why he loves his rallies because
my
he gets so much
it.
Love.
It's
know?
Like, you know, I mean, it's, you know, people say, oh, well, you can't have empathy for that. And it's like, well, I can't help it. I mean, it's not because it's fucking, I mean, you can't look at that guy's face or whatever. This is why I can't be on a jury or, you know, pulling the switch at the fucking prison.
Why is that?
Well, I don't, even if it is like a shitty person.
You think the problem, your problem in killing a person or in being on the jury would be too much empathy.
I mean, in reality, sure. I mean, not as a joke. Yes.
Right.
He doesn't
right,
want to
right,
have that power.
Right. Not me, dude. I would be like, I don't care what he did. Is he retarded? Let's take him down. Texas, baby.
No, I'm jury nullification, bro.
Oh, yeah? You get on
Everyone's
there.
Everyone's innocent. Even white collar. Especially white collar.
I get on there. I'm like, David Simon told me not to fucking do this shit, so.
David Simon said the N-word on Twitter today and told me not to.
Anyways, yeah, he looked genuinely sad.
He really did look sad. When his face drops at the
awesome.
End of that video.
It was awesome.
It was pretty powerful.
It's the only
I gotta
time,
say, I'm usually not wrapped up in like resistance memes, but I'm like, wow. That
this
was,
is the one time that those dumb yeah. bitches that have Pelosi clapping
yeah, yeah.
and me were aligned. This is the Venn diagram.
Oh, they were fucking fingering themselves
they
in that
really
shit.
They really were.
They were fucking, they had the gun. They had the shocker. They were doing asshole
were
and pussy.
Shockering their own pussies. Just a bunch of PTA fucking secretaries.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
68-year-old women. Oh yeah. Can you imagine the squirting noises?
I'm also doing the shocker on
That's
my own
That's what
cock.
He gets. I mean, the sad part is it doesn't do anything.
Of course not.
Yeah.
If he
and
wins
like,
again, it'll be pretty funny.
Yeah. That well, their response, I don't know if you saw, but Don Jr. tweeted today. He was like, well, obviously, it's a mark of pride to get booed when you're in a swamp. So yeah. He was saying that, obviously, D.C. is a swamp.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else.
Swamp people, you know.
Everything
like,
else about the whole situation is dumb.
And
I
sad.
Mean, the whole respect the office thing is retarded.
Yeah. So fucking stupid.
It's also like... Plenty of people have booed, like every president has been fucking heckled at public events.
It's cool
exactly.
to boo
it's,
them.
Like, this isn't new.
Yeah.
I boo the ones I even like.
Yeah.
Like who?
Or actually, I don't
know. Who did you boo, Adam?
I booed.
Which presidents
we
of
had,
the United
I had
States
a,
have you
I had
booed?
A senator come to my high school and I booed him, but I really didn't like him.
What was his name?
John Ensign. He was a
John
senator.
John Ensign.
He was a veterinarian and a member of the Club of 100.
What's that?
The United
the
States
guys
Senate.
That sucked your cock?
No, that's... Come on, bro.
He was know? Part of that club?
Yeah, one of the 100 guys that fucked Adam.
They have to reapply every year, I would assume, right?
No, otherwise, it's just like, it's a hard cap at 100, and once I'm done, then I'm done being gay. And,
oh, smart.
Yeah.
What are you up to right now?
I'm at 103.
But you're trying to get a couple...
No, I'm just up to let them know I've passed my limit.
No more
Every
for
man
me,
has
boys.
A limit.
Every man's got a limit.
Every man's got a limit, and it's 100. Yeah.
Is there an odometer above your asshole that checks? For every new cock, the numbers go up?
No, just a notch on the old bedpost.
You bring girls over, they're like, what are the, oh,
it's
just all the girls you fucked, and you're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly not the senators and other old men that I fucked. A I took a bus this weekend. You motherfuckers ever fuck with the... When's the last time you fucked the mega bus, dude?
I think a couple years ago. But I used to fuck with that shit all the time.
I know.
It's been a minute, though.
I sat by the fucking bathroom.
What led you to take the bus? And not, was the train insane?
The train was like $300.
Yeah, not worth
what?
It.
What? Really?
Yeah.
How?
It's like week of.
Yeah, but even, like, I buy train tickets last minute all the time, and I usually can find them for, like, $60.
If you take them at crazy times, like 5 a.m.
No.
Really?
No. To where, though? Philly? Because yeah. Philly's a pretty cheap
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you know, that's the reason, yeah.
But, like,
DC's
DC,
way more expensive,
DC is
and
like,
Boston's way more expensive.
Yeah, I keep typing in Silly Belfia, but it doesn't come up.
Silly Belfia.
I don't know why. When I try to take the train, but when I type in Silly Belfia, the city does not come up. Okay, are you trying to go to Philadelphia? Yes, Silly Belfia. Okay, well, you're retarded. Oh, how no.
Oh, no.
Day Labor will return next Thursday at 8 p.m. on ABC Family.
Will he ever get...
The George Lopez Show.
Will he ever get to Silly Belfia? Tune in next week to find out.
Yeah.
When I get to Silly Belfia, I can't wait to have a Billy B steak. They make the steak out of Billy B's. I love the Billy B's so much, but they are pointy to me. They make sweet honey, but they are so pointy to me, the Billy B's.
What is the Billy part?
He's blood, dude. That's what he talks about.
What does he think Billy B means?
I think he thinks they're bumblebees.
Oh, okay.
He thinks a Philly cheesesteak is a Billy B steak. And that Billy Bees are bumblebees.
Because he eats bugs.
Gotcha.
And he loves bumblebees because they make honey, but they're also too pointy.
They're pointy for him. They're a little too pointy.
He's scared about pointy.
For his taste. He could do a dollar bee.
He's too. I love to have a birthday because you wear the hat, but the hat is too pointy.
I'm scared
of my birthday because the hat is too pointy for me.
Will George Lopez have a birthday? Find out next week on ABC Family.
Damn, my man must hate forks. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
much.
The forks pointy.
I was going to take a test, the citizenship test, but the pencil is too pointy. I know all of American history. I can pass the test, but I'm scared of the pencil.
Oh, wow.
What?
They just announced the Bam Margera Bipolar Tour hosted by scumbag Vinny Pino.
Hell yes, dude. Hell wow. Yes. Wow. What's the lineup? Where are they going?
Let's can't be real.
Let's plug their dates.
They're doing a Dinopoly Stone Mill. Is that a real place?
Jeez, back in the mix. He's got another spot.
Listen, I got a new business. It's failing terribly. You got to help me out here.
Guys, I'm underwater. My fucking cocksucker brother-in-law, he owes me $300,000.
DiNapoli Stone Mill? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I guess so.
I love it, dude.
Gene DiNapoli from Cumtown will appear. They're just, oh my God.
That's a good piece of
they're
branding.
Like that, it's like, Vinny is like one of those fish that just like exists in the mud at the bottom of a fucking swamp. Yeah. He's a fucking just tilapia.
Feeding on the shit and
he just eats
of
shit. Oh my God,
he's
man.
Eating squid
good for
shit.
Him.
So they're
7 p.m. showtime in Tuckahoe, New York. Damn, I guess this dude. Is a real thing.
When is it?
You got to go to www.scumbagvinny.com.
He's handling ticketing, huh?
Did he make a website, Scumbag? Jeez, Vin.
What day is it?
It doesn't say the date, huh? The flyer, but Bam posted on his account, so.
Wait.
Maybe it's a joke. I don't know.
No, it's real.
Is it real? You looked it up?
I mean, Vinny's been texting me about it.
Oh, hell yeah. There's no...
I thought it was breaking news just now.
There's no time or date.
We got to go to scumbagvinny.com to find
smart,
out.
Smart, dude. Smart.
Drive the traffic.
I want to go see Bumble Bambalgerinia. Do you have a ticket to see Bumble Bambalgerinia?
In West James, daughter?
I want to go to West James now.
But when I try to buy the ticket to Philadelphia to go to West James, they say that they sold out. They have a bath filled with pee-pee. They say they have a pee-pee bath to go to the bathroom.
December 9th.
Dude, the description on Vinny's website is amazing.
December 9th.
Our mission is to deliver an amazing experience of a great night of entertainment, unlike something that has not been done before.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So fucking
he's
true.
He's just struggling.
So true.
For the shows that we did do with the Bam Margera Unfiltered tour, all of our fans had an amazing
for
time.
For the shows that we did do.
He fucking absolutely
and
knows.
We are going to give that experience times 10.
Special appearances, live stand-up comedy by Scumbag Vinny Beetle from the Cumtown Podcast. Scumbag Vinny Beetle from the Cumtown Podcast.
Along with his explanation of the mess with Bam's... With Bam, including going to Walt Disney's World.
He called it Walt Disney's World.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I'm going for Valentine's Day. I'm about to go to Walt Disney's World.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You can place bets on how that's going to go down.
That's right, motherfuckers.
I'm
going to
take the under.
Are you guys excited about football being black?
I'm more excited about the NBA season kicking off, pal.
Yep. You know Stav and I.
Let's to quickly We're double check to make sure you can bet on the NBA.
Yeah, I'm
sure you can.
Okay, because the thing said NFL, but now the sure.
I'm going to venture to guess.
NFL, too.
Well, anyways, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do, guys. There's this website, brand new website, mybookie.com.
Mm-hmm. And if you, it's if, good.
It's good.
Wait, it's .com, not .?
It's .ag. Mybookie.ag. Good catch, Stav. It is not mybookie.com. It is mybookie.ag.
Mybookie.com might be subject to, I don't know, harsher regulations or
that
something.
That is a, from what I hear, it is a child pornography website.
I do not go to that one.
Don't go to that one. Don't ever type it in. Go to mybookie.ag,
.ag,
where you can most likely bet on the NBA.
Mybookie.a good website. That's what it stands for.
All good.
This is a brand new website, and it's when you're getting
good.
Into because
this website's all good, baby.
Nothing fucked up here.
This website's not used up. There's no dings. You know, it's brand flashing new.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you know,
hot off the presses. I would only recommend a service to listeners that's been good to me. And let me tell you, folks, are paying me to say that it's good. And I can't think of a better way.
That's the thing about we've had tremendous experiences with these with these products because for the most part, our experiences, we get paid to pretend that we use them.
Yeah.
But and there's nothing better than that.
With this one, they pay on time and unlike some other sports betting websites that owe you tens of thousands of dollars
that you will definitely see
that you will or guess who's never doing Skanks Fest again.
For those of you, some people have asked if we're doing Skanks Fest South. No,
we're not. I'll tell you why. Because mybookie.ag is the best website, the best sports betting website. It's much better than any of the other websites, and they've been good to me.
Oh, yes, brother.
And that's why my bookie is always the right play. You bet, you win, they pay.
They pay.
Actually, somebody just hit me up yesterday, told me they won $100 on that.
You see that, folks?
So you made back one-tenth of the money
you've
lost.
Was it Big Dave, our old pal?
That's right.
No, I asked Big Dave about it, and he says that he's never talked to you.
That's not
true. He said, no, I think
we talk about sports all the time.
No, I asked him, and he said that you're... What he said, he goes, oh,
Big
that guy
Dave didn't say this.
He goes, oh, that guy, ? And then he goes, big time dork.
No way. And like, I just want to say happy Diwali.
Nick just airdropped me the screenshots. That's what it says. Yeah.
From Big Dave?
Big Dave said, big
That's
time.
That's messed up, bro.
Big time homo, that guy.
The return of homo.
Yeah.
Big drop.
The return of homo. That's why mybookie.com is always or mybookie.ag
That's right.
is always the right play.
Mm-hmm.
They've got better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book.
Oh, yeah.
Period. I love when people say period at the end of the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I love it too.
Well, making clear it's not an exclamation or a question.
No.
Because I can't tell the difference.
It's a sexclamation. It's a fucking sexclamation.
They should make a sexclamation, bro.
A sexclamation?
Just a new punctuation mark that means sex.
That means
the sentence is about
that
sex.
That's how I would end every one of my sentences.
Mm-hmm. With sexclamation.
Sexclamation, bitch. Yeah, but I got to tell you guys, I've been betting a lot of money and winning every single bet.
Dude,
on
I've
my
made,
bookie.
And this is, I'm estimating here, but something like $800 billion
mm-hmm. on smart plays
on
and good
smart
bets.
Plays. And they basically call me the Gordon Gekko of gecking pussy. You know? Hi, I'm Gordon Gekko, and I geck. They call me that because I geck pussy.
Geck pussy.
I geck pussy. What is that? What, you mean like geck? You're fired. Get the hell out of my office. Get the hell out of my office.
That's so true.
I geck pussy and I geck money.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm gay actor Michael
Oh, famous, our old pal.
Famously portraying gay stockbroker Gordon Gekko.
Is he gay in the movie? No.
In the famous film Gay Wall Street.
Oh, okay, nice. No. Oh, so gay actor Michael Douglas is just some bizarro version of Michael Douglas, where right. every movie is the gay version of the movie he's
done. I don't
know,
I didn't really think about it. I just like the idea of a PSA in black and white where Michael Douglas is in a turtleneck and says, hi, I'm gay actor Michael Douglas.
Well, if he's gay Gordon Gekko with Gay Wall Street, yeah. then it stands to logic.
I bet a lot of money on mybookie.ag.
That's right.
I gotta say something after the read.
My book. You don't have to say anything.
Okay.
My bookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book. Period.
No, not yet. Save it.
This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. Mm-hmm. The first place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week. Just like my wife spread her pussy lips open.
To give me a cancer of the
to
mouth.
To give me cancer.
When I ate her pussy.
I got pussy eating cancer.
Where's that ribbon, by the way? I'm throwing that on my car.
Huh? Oh, yeah, the pussy eating cancer
yeah,
ribbon.
Yeah.
Well, the pink ribbon is breast cancer, mm-hmm. so what's pussy?
Good point. Good point, dude.
They should we sue. Could,
yeah. Very, very true.
An even pinker one.
Mm.
You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like a wetter pinker one.
A wet
one.
Pink one.
Yeah, like a dripping
pink. It'd be dripping, dude. It's just that little liquid droplets mm-hmm. coming off.
They really
it.
Gave up with those ribbons. There was yeah. the black one initially for slaves, I think. Or,
no, I don't think that
no,
was
I
it.
Think.
And then there was the pink one for was. Breast yeah, cancer. Yeah. And then like, then they were like, oh, the troops one is camo. And then the
I thought it was
one,
yellow for troops.
The autistic one is just like fucking... puzzle pieces.
It's a puzzle yeah. piece.
No, it's puzzle pieces in behind the ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like a. You don't be wanting to get one with like a tartan on there, and it's for Scottish people.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah. I support. They seem unhappy.
Well, it's Scottish independence.
They're fucking. They're dumb.
From the UK. You know?
That's true.
They
are dumb,
and they all got balmy genitals.
Oh,
Scottish
they do.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Intestines.
Anyways, that's why I would only recommend mybookie.ag to my super good friends. All you got to do is pick 5 NFL game, blah, 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 blah. My bookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. They got the most rewarding mm-hmm. player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each time.
You hear that?
So up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. You can double your first deposit. Use promo code CUMTOWN to activate the offer. That's CUMTOWN. They put it in. It's ZUMBO. Double I. F.
That's right.
Close enough, Mr. Lopez. Use promo code CUMTOWN to activate the offer. My bookie online today. That's my bookie. And don't forget to use promo code CUMTOWN when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid.
That's right. And listen, take the Ravens are playing the fucking Patriots, dude. Getting 3.5, dude. Lamar Jack, the future of the NFL versus the past.
Yeah.
Old ass piece of shit.
The
Tom
Pats
Brady.
Are due for a loss, right?
Fuck the Pats. 8-0. 8-0, what's that? The number of inches I wish my dick was versus the number it actually is. No, that's not what it is. My dick isn't 0 inches. So, yeah, do that. And listen, while we're on the topic of stuff.
How about a guy that's like, yeah, my dick is 0 inches? That's because it is feet. Mm-hmm. You measure it in feet. Mm-hmm. 9 feet.
That's true.
That's so stupid.
Listen, stupid, next week, please come see me do stand-up in Lafayette, Louisiana, and New Orleans on 11-8 and 11-9. And then I'm also at the Stress Factory, 11-6. In Jersey, and then the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, 11-21. And then I'm in motherfucking Hotlanta, brother. Hot Atlanta,
as
Hulk Hogan would say.
HH.
On November 23rd. I'm in Nashville, November 24th. I'm in Baltimore, November 29th, 30th. That's Thanksgiving weekend. And then Houston, December 13th. Come out and see the boy. And come to Fat Tuesdays, where we'll be in the main room of the Stand. Starting November 12th. And then come suck my fucking little hard-ass penis, dude.
So the part of the vignette that we missed was that it says live storytelling by Bam Margera.
Com.town.
Com.town. Buy t-shirts.
Lemon.party.
Adamfreed.land.
That
I've purchased.
Live storytelling by Bam Margera as he explains why he is bipolar now.
Yeah, I just got, you know, fucking twisted, and I thought maybe it would be funny.
Unfiltered Q&A with the audience and clips from Bam's movie. Jack the manager will be in the building.
Wow, the guy he slapped around.
The guy that he beat up on TMZ. So sick.
Bam knows not to do that with Vinny because Vinny's from an Italian neighborhood.
That's right.
He grew up in a rough neighborhood.
He grew up in an Italianzo style neighborhood.
VIP meet and greet available at all shows. Comes with a photo op with Bam.
I wanted to get a VIP ticket. Do they have a VIP?
General admission.
Do you have a better religion?
Let's go ahead and click and see what the price is. My guess is they're going to be very reasonable. Aha.
It's like $250.
For the regular, it is $50.
Not bad.
Steel. And for the VIP experience, it is $100.
I love scam artists, dude. Because it's like they never... Well, they don't understand like the very basics of like, you know, like... like figuring out like a balance with the market.
Right.
They're like, man, I'll sell you this stolen laptop for $9,000.
Yeah, like make the tickets $30. That's still robbery.
Yeah.
But people will buy
it. It's robbery to charge anything.
Yeah.
Right. It's going to get canceled. Knowing that, just. You know,
but I mean, don't go to that show, but go to the Napoli Stone Mill and just have a nice piece of pie.
Yeah, go support Gene.
Support Gene if you have to. I would say do that. Should we go eat at the Napoli Stone Mill?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a restaurant?
I don't know. Let's check it out.
I'm glad Gene's back on his feet.
Me too, man. And I'm glad he's still keeping the Napoli name in the business.
You got Napoli. That's a name that means something, you know?
It appears it's called the Old Stone Mill, but I think DiNapoli Stone Mill Restaurant.
Oh, it's a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Traditional Italian cuisine.
What else?
DiNapoliStoneMill.com, everyone. Yes, they are on Grubhub. Yes, they are on DoorDash.
The Smashley. How you doing? My name's Gene the Smashley.
They'll also have... Yes, go ahead. No, please. No. That's a good one.
My name's Gene the Smashley. And, you know, they like me because I smash. I'm Elvis. I smash.
I smash.
I'm
pushes.
Italian. I'm from New York.
I'm from New York. I'm Italian, and I smash.
they'll be having Mara Geist, spiritual medium, at the Napoli Stone Mill on November 6th.
They gave up on the black comedy thing, though.
they won't have black comedy there anymore.
Yeah, we got black comedy. There's gonna be blacks.
Oh, still one of the best days of my life.
Saying black's like you're painting someone's skin that color. As it, you're slathering on shoe polish when you say it. Black.
Black.
Black. Black
comedy.
Black.
Ah, fuck. I hope to one day own a restaurant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude. Why, going around shaking people's hands?
I would surf love
and turf,
to,
right?
Bro.
Isn't that your idea?
I would love... How you do,
that how's fantasy is so funny.
How's everybody treating you? Everybody's treating you nice?
Yeah.
Doing that kind of shit?
Oh, we're going to Stav's joint tonight.
A couple biscuits for the table. You know what I mean?
Just oh, yeah. Snap.
Throwing something for the table?
Yeah.
On on me.
Some of the finest 17-year-old hostesses.
How good that will feel?
I just want a pool hall that has zero customers. All half the balls are missing. I'm in the back with a bunch of, like, parking meters at a table and big glasses on and a little adding machine. I'm like, can I help you with something?
Yeah, you're the only employee.
No, we're
you're
closed.
In the wrong place, pal.
Is it a front for anything?
This is a one-man operation. This is my vending machine stealing operation.
Yeah, dude.
You make more money just having vending machines.
Than stealing them?
Than stealing.
Yeah, it seems very cumbersome to steal a vending machine.
She's in broad daylight putting chains around the vending machine and attaching it to the back of my car. Just driving up.
Just sparks.
Yeah, ripping it up, ripping it in from in front of the community pool. Police are like, yeah, we know where he's going.
We're going to that pool hall.
Yeah, he's.
They just meet you there. Yeah. All right, Mullen, give us back the vending machine.
Just give us the vending machine, man. Fellas, I don't know what you're talking about. This is just an Italian business. There's nothing shady going on here. Just a couple of Italian guys hanging out, drinking Surge. Drinking fucking Sprite remixes out of our beautiful machines that we brought from home for lunch. Our wives all gave us
all packed this vending machine.
As you can see by the serial number, it says mine, Nick's vending machine, don't touch here where the serial number used to be.
So, where the serial number's been sanded off.
So I don't want to hear anything about the public swimming pool.
None of us mentioned the pool, Mr. Mullen.
or Mr. DiCrescio's grocery store. I don't want to hear anything about that. I just want to enjoy my lunch that I brought from home. Chained to the back of my car.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. That's a good scam, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a really good scam. Damn. What kind of crime would you do, Adam?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really have a mind for crime.
Yeah. That's right. You don't.
No. I don't have a... That's not the way I think. You know?
I watched the first
Your
hour.
Mind justifies everything you do, so you never think about it as crime. You're like, this benefits me.
That's a perfect mind for crime.
Exactly.
No, well, that's a criminal mind.
In a roundabout
mind.
Way, he's I like, if I look at the mind. Child porn, then I'm not going to rape a kid.
Ooh.
That's a crime. Mind works. No, he's looking like, at the child porn benefits. Would be a
he's
crime.
He's like, if you think about it.
No.
It's a crime to look at it.
Fine.
That's what you feel, Adam.
I mean, if you're not going to rape the kid.
Mm-hmm. See?
The
Look
pictures.
How little work it takes.
The pictures.
Before his
are...
mind already goes in.
Well, the pictures are there. You know?
The pictures exist. You didn't make them. It's you like weed in D.C. That's how child porn should be. You can make it, or you can't
you can
make
just
it.
Have
it's cool
it,
that they still call it the DualShock controller. What is it? It's like PlayStation was like, they came out with one controller and they're like, yeah, we're not changing it.
It's a good controller.
It's
bro.
Perfect.
You don't need shit.
Everyone else is always trying. Nintendo is like, all right, how about no controllers?
That's right.
You ever think about that?
What about a little cardboard box?
Give us $200.
Some sticks you can wave around.
Yeah. How about a piece of garbage with Mario on it? you can put a string through it and pretend you're a robot, huh?
That is, I cannot believe they sell this
I don't
shit
even,
with a straight
I don't,
face.
I don't know what it is.
It's cardboard.
It's cardboard,
bro.
But like, how is it? Like there's already the Wii. It's not, no point playing the fucking Switch. I'm like, you know what would make this better? A box.
I guess it's for literally toddlers, probably.
Yeah. Well, if I had a toddler, they would be getting none of that shit.
They'd be getting pussy, dude.
Yeah,
my
they
toddler.
Would be getting pussy for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Stop crying and fuck your pussy, yeah, son.
Stop. We got you a pussy. Because you're gonna appreciate this when you're older.
Some fucking prostitute.
You're crying now, but you know, when you're older, you're gonna thank me.
You're gonna
for
think
shit.
About this memory and love it.
Yeah, you're gonna be glad.
Now fuck her.
That your daddy was a,
fuck her in front of your whole family.
Was a player. A players and partners. The name of my pool hall.
Players and partners. Players and partners pool
players
hall.
Players and partners. And it's got like a. Like an offend looking pimp and then a cowboy, and they're back to back.
Oh,
like,
shit. Oh, they finally squatted up.
Players and partners.
That's cool.
So the partner would be the cowboy.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, like partner. Mm-hmm. But from an urban perspective. Very nice. I like what you're doing.
It's there. Like yeah, an urban person addressing
when
a cowboy.
I used to play the last Call of Duty when I was living in Texas, like I would get matched on like Texas servers all the time. And I remember being in a lobby one time with this, like, Texas wigger.
Hell yeah.
Who kept being like, yeah, me and my partners is, we just think about going out tonight, but I'm fitting to stay in, you know, I'm not really trying to link up with my partners.
Like Paul Wall?
Yeah, he kept saying partners.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, this is
how
gay.
Much do you want to say the N-word? For,
this is lame, like, dude.
My mom let me take out the Denali tonight.
Yeah.
Those guys are always driving SUVs that are way too big.
Dude, I want to get a Suburban. Anytime I have a like a Lyft or whatever and I get upgraded to the Suburban,
nothing feels better.
I'm like, dude, this is like driving a Death Star.
Yeah, it's so big for no reason.
Yeah. The thing is, it's probably only sick in the back. I want to get a Suburban and then have a personal driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it would suck to drive it.
Yeah.
But I would like a little guy now.
Just a Russian guy that drives me around. He's like, "Where today, boss?" And I'm like, "To the fucking vending machines, brother."
you know where we're going.
Oh, you know where we're going. We got the chains. We're about to make some money today, pal. We're gonna make about $25, then go to jail for 3 years stealing vending machines.
Yeah, but the parts. We take the money in the machine, usually about $44.
Yeah.
$4.
Walking like 50 feet into the mall with a chain that's clearly going out the door, looping around the vending machine. They're like, sir, excuse me. Sir, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing to see here, boys. I'm just going to the bathroom. I'm actually a police officer. I'm an FBI duty. Agent and a police officer. Just keep adding.
That's right. I'm in the CIA. I'm in the central. I'm in the bureau.
I'm in a PIA, the piss intelligence agency. Mm-hmm. I can drink any liquid and tell you if it's piss. And I'm hired by the government to do exactly that.
Now I suggest you let me do my job.
Yeah.
Before I have you drop those trousers and piss into my mouth.
It'd be nice having that job because you get a lot of money. The problem with having a lot of money is you don't know where to put it.
So that's true.
Because mm-hmm. it being a vending machine. Aficionado, as I like to call myself.
Yeah.
I tell people I'm in the sanitation business. Like, you work with garbage? I'm like, well, vending machines. Mostly.
Vending machines, but I wish I was in the mafia. So I tell people I'm
it's
in the
a
sanitation racket. Business.
I affect an Italian-American accent, and I...
I do very low level stupid crime. I pick the stupidest, the kind of crime that makes you the least money and draws the most attention. Yeah. Putting chains around machines in busy locales and driving away as they drag on the street, oftentimes getting caught on mailboxes and hitting children.
We call it this thing of ours. His fucking accidentally killing a pedestrian while whipping a vending machine around the corner of a town 50 miles per hour and it smashes into the front of a gelato restaurant and kills a woman and her 6-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Her 6-year-old would later die.
Anyways, you don't know where to put all the money you get from the vending machines.
Yeah.
My old wallet, I had a leather wallet
my
whole life.
All know? Right.
A real man's wallet.
Yeah.
That fell apart.
It's what you thought, anyway.
Well, it is. It went away. And now I got a new wallet from this company called Ridge.
Mm.
And you're like, ridge. What, like the...
What is that, like pussy? What, like muff?
Like the ridge on Worf's head?
Yeah.
From Star Trek?
The ridge is under your dickhead of a circumcised penis.
Yuck. Yeah.
And you're disgusting. If you're wondering if that's what it's named after, you're absolutely correct.
Mm. The penis
because
or Worf?
The ridge wallet will make your ridge bigger.
Oh, okay. A lot of people said I have a small ridge.
The ridge wallet will not actually make that part of your dick bigger.
No part of your dick will get bigger.
No part of your dick will get bigger from the ridge wallet. But there is a chance that your dick could feel or look bigger because it's a front pocket wallet that is not it's not as bulky as a big leather wallet filled with every coupon for Hershey's Park you've ever come across that somehow every time I go, oh, I'm going to need this.
Yeah.
I have 17 coupons to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, this is going to be the summer I finally do something instead of sit on the floor of my apartment.
And it never will be.
It never will be. The Ridge wallet is...
it's fucking good and...
It's a front wallet.
It's got like...
It's a front wallet, so it makes your dick look nicer.
Is that real?
Yeah. It's a perspective thing.
I'm putting my hand in my pocket.
Your dick looks huge.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Serious, bro. I mean, your fly is open. Keep it has been. I'll zip it up for you.
Damn, I'm the only one whose fly isn't open on the show.
With your teeth. Thank you. What you're listening to is Adam rubbing my cock through my jeans.
The Ridge wallet is designed exclusively for military first responders.
For players.
Players.
And players and partners.
VDNs. You know
no.
VDNs.
No. I mean, yes, but it doesn't mean we... It just means something else, the end part, anyway.
It's a tactical definite. First of all, in the military, we're not allowed to tell you what the acronyms mean. It's like when somebody says, somebody goes, I was an Army Ranger, and I was like, oh, yeah, I have COPD. Mm. They're like, what's that stand for? And it's like, huh, I guess you weren't that far into the military then, if you don't know what those letters mean.
Child orgasm pornography distribution?
Child orgasm pornography disorder.
It's a military term.
It's where I.
It's a term they use for all the warlords that used to get sucked off by children.
I have a child's orgasm when I look at pornography. Anyways, yeah, I do miss my old wallet for sentimental reasons, and I tell you because they sent those.
It's not coming back.
I sent. Well, it's actually just sitting right there.
Oh, okay.
So I could use it whenever I want.
Well, you can look.
But you don't want to.
I don't want to. Honestly, I got the Ridge wallet, and I thought at first. This is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
At first glance, it didn't really... Because you think it's like a future wallet. I'm like, oh, there's going to be buttons. Like it's going to be an app or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, it's just either two pieces of like either aluminum, steel or carbon fiber.
Fucking titanium,
I use the carbon fiber.
It's bulletproof.
Because it reminds me of
and it's lighter, right?
A Honda.
Yeah.
Fully carbon. Every bit of it. You can drive it through a metal detector. If it's undetected.
Really? Even the engine and shit?
Yeah. They make a plane out of... The plane is made out of plastic, so you can drive it through a metal detector. It's completely undetected.
Wow.
And that's why I take my wallet through the airport, and it's undetected.
The Ridge wallet you just walk right
would
through.
Probably not be. There are some metal parts.
They're all metal.
Well, carbon fiber is a metal.
Oh, it's not?
Anyways, I'll tell you, it forced me to get rid of a bunch of bullshit I don't need, and now it's just the essentials. I got two credit cards, two debit cards, my ID, and my Metro card in there.
Also, hold on, I'm looking at Nick's wallet right now. I'm opening it up. His membership to beinggay.com?
Why would he need a membership card for a website?
Why would I need a card for a website?
I don't know. It's in your wallet. Why are you asking me?
Yeah, it came with the wallet. They've sent us all wallets, and they
it's a promotion.
Yeah, usually, what happens
is that
we,
true? Hold on, let me.
Usually, what happens is we get sponsors. They send us stuff. You're the favorite of everyone, so they send the best stuff for you.
Yeah,
and I take it for myself.
Oh, I see.
I took the best wallet.
Wait a second.
But it had
what?
Your membership for gaysex.com.
No, hold on. I'm looking at it. It says Nick Mullen only.
No.
Non-transferable.
No, that's they.
No, yeah, it doesn't have a serial number.
Because here's
too.
The problem: is they signed you up for an account.
No,
and Stavros Halkias was already taken. I guess he was already some guy named Stavros Halkias was already signed up for gaysex.com.
Yeah. In so America,
like,
oh, at
let's
least.
Just let's first use of all, a let's I, use a random let's just generate a name randomly. Uh-huh.
The
and
card
by chance,
for,
it, by chance it came out to be my
the
name.
The card is
very
for
common,
beinggay.com, not gaysex.com.
It's for both of them.
Beinggay.com.
Well, no, it's like how Pornhub
you seem
owns
to know a lot
you
about
porn.
These memberships.
Yeah.
I'm just reading what's in your wallet, man. I don't know why how this turned
my
on
Ridge
to me.
My Ridge wallet, by the way.
Your Ridge wallet.
Yeah,
which
thank
is
you.
A great wallet.
Great
which
wallet.
Is so good that it makes it very easy for Stav to remove the card and read it.
It was a blast. It was so
it was very
easy.
Fun. It's satisfying.
It was fun. I was laughing the whole time.
They got an RFID blocker in there, which blocks boob, boob, and the other people with identity disorders.
it does some science
yeah.
shit, though.
Yeah, RFID will stop boob, boob, and people. Anyways, yeah. No, I'm pared down to the essentials now. It's great. I whip it out. The guy at the bodega complimented it. And I told him I
what kind of guy was it?
You know, one of those like guys who like trims his weird beard every day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I went in there and I got this beard now, and he's like, "Come on, bro, you skip me, bro."
Oh,
because my beard's longer than his.
He's Muslim.
Yeah. He's like, "Come on, man, you can't come in here skipping me.
You should fuck his ass up, dude. No one talks to you that way."
Yeah, you're a fucking.
What are you showing me respect?
No.
He said, "I skipped. I got a better beard than him."
But he said, "You can't say me."
It's like, "Well, I did already."
But it's under as he claims it's under the not in the natural order of things.
It doesn't matter.
So you have to fuck his ass up.
It's what he
or
gets.
You're not a man.
It's what he gets.
Wow, dude.
I'll tell you what I did. I pointed my shoe at him,
okay.
Which in their community,
they is, hate feet and
that's
shoes.
That's like mailing a guy a fish.
Oh, that's why the guy threw
in the
that
Italian
bush.
Community.
In the Italian community. In the
Italian
community.
Italian should discover Islam.
Anyways, yeah, I got all my shit pared down to
that's right.
I don't have like, you know, no more fucking hotel key cards or my Modell's
mm-hmm.
membership, which was in my wallet. I actually had so much old shit in my old wallet to keep the shape of the wallet so
right.
the stuff doesn't fall out. Because
it got so puffy.
It gets puffy,
yeah.
And then it's like, well, if I get rid of
it's
this...
It's like a pussy you have to keep stuffing with other guys' dicks.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. To make your dick feel good.
Sounds like
right,
my old
exactly.
lady.
Yeah, my wife is so loose that I have to let her fuck other guys
and
so
then,
that to keep her tight, because if their dick wasn't in there,
yeah.
there would be no...
To be clear, you're fucking her while their dicks are in there.
Yeah, yeah. And I just want her to be happy. Yeah.
You're basically fucking
oh, I don't
the
want
center.
Her to be happy. I want to feel something.
You're fucking the center of two dicks that are both in your wife's pussy.
Well, it's
you're
four
splitting
dicks,
the difference.
Mm-hmm.
No, nah, it's just
Lane
two.
Splitting.
Like a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's sleek. It's two metal plates bound together by a durable elastic band. It's the same elastic Stav uses to hold his pants up.
No.
during the holidays. It's the same type of elastic that astronauts use to tell how fat Stav is.
That's not true.
That NASA used to determine the gravitational pull of Stav's pants.
That's not true.
That was like a fat guy that gets so big that his pants are held on with gravity.
They're not even really on. There's like a centimeter layer
around. Yeah, they
around.
Just sort of like spin around. Yeah. Yeah, so I got the carbon fiber Ridge wallet. It looks nice. People mention it all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They say, "Whoa, were you in the military?" And I go, "Yes, or in a way."
Yeah.
You could say, "No, I know the alphabet and several of my good friends were." So
you know people that were troops.
Myself to be quite specific to say that I personally, no, but mm-hmm. in the
in a
culture,
matter of speak,
in
culturally,
a manner of speaking,
identity wise, respect wise.
Can I get 15% off here at the movie theater? No, that is perfectly fine, sir. Conditions understood. loud and clear. Yes, I will now pay full price for my ticket and operate to my seat. Thank
affirmative.
You. But yeah, no, I mean, I genuinely do enjoy it. I won't change it up.
You do like it. Yeah.
I do like it now. Because, you know,
because I remember at first we were like, this wall is gay.
Like, it's made out of metal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm telling you, it grew on me.
It grew on, yeah.
And I especially hated it because Lewis likes it. And I was like, you know, if Lewis likes something, it's got to suck.
It's got to be stupid. Mm-hmm.
But, no, this is like the, maybe
this
the,
is so good that even though Lewis likes it, it doesn't ruin it.
I know.
This, you understand how good something has to be?
I love this and the dick pills because it's like, no, I actually, this is.
I really love the dick pills.
Oh, yeah.
Now that Adam's having to force himself to be with guys again.
What do you mean?
I mean, now that he enjoys being with guys, but he can't get hard because he's thinking about all of the pussy he had to force himself to fuck there to pretend to not be gay.
Good, good, good,
that he's
good.
Ruined his ability to beautiful. Naturally get hard with men.
Which he does do.
Yeah,
which
that
he does used to do.
Which he wants.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes sense.
No, it does. It
yeah,
does.
It makes
if
sense.
You
know,
if
read
there's
it back.
A really hot guy with a really nice...
The Ridge is a minimal on, front bro. Pocket wallet that's designed to streamline what you carry every day. It has over 30,000 five-star reviews. So I'll tell you what, I'm giving it a 10-star review.
Wow.
Wow.
Ten-star,
double
a 10-star general review.
Yeah,
it got a 200.
And it's a better way to carry your cash and cards. It's a lifetime warranty if you love it, and free returns if you don't. Comes in titanium, carbon fiber, aluminum, and over a dozen different styles and colors. So get 10% off today with free worldwide shipping and returns by going to ridge.com/cumtown. That's ridge.com/cumtown, and use promo code cumtown to get that 10% off. But, yeah, I like it.
Get that shit. Get that fucking wallet.
Or
your dick will fall off.
Pussy. I'm Gordon Get Pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gordon Get Pussy. Dad, what's a line from that movie? I don't even...
I moved to New York to be a player.
Pussy.
Greed is gay. Or
pussy is good. Mm. Or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he says.
Pussy.
Pussy feels good.
Pussy feels good.
Pussy Street. That's probably the original idea for the movie.
Yeah,
there was probably one conversation like, what if they're not even stockbrokers? What if their guys are just smashed? Mm-hmm. It's 1985. We're boomers. We're fucking.
Yep.
We can't get AIDS because we're straight.
Only queers have
only
AIDS.
Only gay. They're finally doing something about these gays. Reagan's making guys like me feel like top of the world.
I'm wearing suspenders.
Damn,
I
it must have been
haircut.
Awesome to be a white man in 19.
Absolutely.
An upper middle class white guy who gets haircuts. In fucking 1985.
Yeah, it's sick.
Ugh.
That was it, dude. That was the apex.
It gets, yeah. Because it'll never be good, you know, like, everybody just wants to, like, make things equal. Which, you know, I mean, maybe some people are just want to invert whatever the hierarchy is, but that's not going to happen.
Right.
It'll, no one will ever have it good as those
that
guys
peak,
did.
Dude.
That was it.
The best.
They're just constantly listening to that song.
Because
everybody
it's after
wants
the civil rights
the
movement, where they're under the impression that, like, yeah, we already fixed all that stuff.
Yeah, no, we're good. There's no more racism,
right? Because I mean, if you're like a guy in the 50s, there has to be at least a part of you that's like,
this is wrong.
Looking at the colored section in a restaurant, being like,
that's worse.
This seems,
yeah.
I don't know if we should be doing.
You at
that.
Least had one hamburger ruined briefly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like asking the waitress. You're like, sorry, how is this part of the theme?
It's a segregation theme.
Yeah.
It's like, I bet a ton of those motherfuckers were like, nice. Mm-hmm. It probably felt awesome for most of them.
It's got to be funny to be like one of the only Indian families that came to America in the 50s. And then they like go to a restaurant or whatever. And there's all these black people in the colored section. They just don't know what to do in Alabama. They're like, ah, fuck it. I guess you can eat with the whites. And then the black people have to be like, come on, man.
Come on, dude. We've been here
no
forever.
Fair.
We've been here forever. They're like, well, you know, it says blacks only, not brown people. So
that's true. No, they would have thrown them right in. I will say, I hate to say it, to they side with these people.
Who, the Indians?
No, I don't hate to side with them. Some of them
Stav
are
hates it.
No, I love their cuisine. I have some very good friends from
the
subcontinent.
I love, yeah. It's funny, Indian food is like fucking now.
It's like what?
Fucking, where it's like, I love it, but I don't want to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, I can only do it every like couple months.
It just makes me feel like absolute shit.
Yep.
And then I got to go get tested afterwards. I have to see a doctor to make sure my insides
your
aren't
ass is ruined forever.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Damn, I want some Indian food.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hop in the whip straight to fucking Be More after this.
Yeah, I got to go to the show.
Why are you getting antsy?
So I gotta go to the show.
You got time, bro.
You got plenty of time.
Well, I want to eat before the show.
Why don't you eat this dick for lunch?
Were you getting a penis salad?
No.
Woo!
Got his ass.
What's the dressing gonna be?
I'm getting a cum.
Gay cum with AIDS.
Gay man's cum.
Yeah, Adam's over here having a penis salad
with ass croutons. A man's ass. Come on, guys.
Fucking with a big fat black guy's nipples.
Yeah, real mature. Okay. All right. That's not a
long cigar smoking guy nipples is croutons. Yeah,
and brother's big chocolatey croissant nipples. Adam can't wait to have his salad.
Wow, dude. I can't believe that's what you're going to have.
Mm. Just a light penis salad. It's a salad. good luck on your surgery, Stop, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Tomorrow
I'm under the knife.
What we're doing in the car.
They put you out for that?
Huh?
You put you out for that?
I don't know.
General anesthetic?
I think I'm going to feel it.
Local anesthesia. Because
when they took that tumor out of my jaw, I wasn't out.
Yeah.
You got to ask to be out, dude.
Huh?
Just tell them. Knock me up.
When they did my wisdom teeth, they gassed me.
Yeah, I think they're going to gas the fuck up out of me, but I don't think they're going to be knocked out.
General anesthetic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I have like a fear about that now.
Being knocked out?
Yeah. I'm like, the idea of going into surgery. I feel like if I had anything terminal, I would just want to go live in the woods until I die.
Yeah, probably.
Like an animal.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. It feels better.
In some cases, I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Just living out, just having a nice year or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just having soup in a cabin.
That's right.
You know, drawing flowers and stuff. Coughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, don't worry about me. I'll be all right.
Yep, not telling your family what your diagnosis is.
But I'm just like living like in the woods behind like a strip mall. It's just like a fucking...
You're in Gaithersburg.
right. Yeah, I'll be okay out here.
I'll be going into town, walking to an elevation, elevation burger for lunch.
Yeah, just coughing, trying to drag a vending machine.
He died doing what he loved. Living out the park.
I'm just getting supplies before I head back out into the wilderness. Yeah, ma'am, I need some medicine. You don't happen to take used vending machines as barter, do you? If we could work out a deal, I got a Pepsi machine that's been worked over with a sledgehammer pretty good, but I reckon you could use the door as a sled, what for the children come winter.
Dude, that would be nice.
Yeah, no, sir, you can't trade scrap metal for medicine.
For ramen and medicine. For ramen packets and...
Well, Rand Paul said I could.
This ain't his revolution.
What happens to those Ron Paul guys? Are they still libertarians? Or are they MAGA now?
Oh, those guys gave me head.
Who, Ron and Rand Paul?
No, like the guys that were really into Ron Paul like 8 years ago. Oh, that's cute what the cat is doing.
They're all giving me head right now. Can't you see?
I think I got bed bugs again.
No.
Where? Why are we over here?
Because I don't know. It's not confirmed. I just started itching.
Dude, if you give
come
us
on,
bed bugs,
bro.
You're not in my bedroom.
Well, they could be out earlier. On the couch, you know?
Yeah, this shit jumps, dude.
They
if I get bed bugs, I'm going to fuck you in the ass, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to be pissed.
Well, how do I know Adam didn't drag him over here? Maybe brought fleas from his dog. Or
I did find out.
One of his many suitors, his male suitors.
Shut up, bro.
Came over and they
I did find
out
you could
ass.
Get bed bugs on the internet to give your enemies.
Really?
Why would you know that? Why would you look that up?
I've
been
was
thinking
looking
about putting
for,
a bunch of house millipedes
I was
in
trying
my
to
bed
find. I was trying to do a revenge a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I found out you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
One of those men that mistreated him.
The one that wouldn't kiss me back.
Made you suck his dick and wouldn't even
Adam
kiss you.
Adam trying to like turn around and go for a kiss while being railed. He's like, shut up, look forward.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
That's rude, guys.
Look at me.
You're being rude to me.
I'm sorry that happened to you, man. I don't want you to have a bad sexual experience.
I don't want you.
I love you.
The Club of 100.
Yeah. Welcome back to the 700 Club, where we interview one of the 700 men that fuck Adam Friedman.
No, it's only 100, bro.
And today we're at number 347, Michael Erickson. Of Plainview, Ohio. How are you doing today, Michael?
I'm pretty good.
He's sick?
I'm just
You like to fuck old guys, dude?
Yeah, I'm 92 years old. I spent most of my life working at the railroad, and what my wife died come 72, and Adam came through town. He was opening for I'm trying to think of a shitty comic.
There a lot.
He was opening for a very shitty comic.
Somebody really bad at comedy.
Somebody really bad who shouldn't be opening for. Somebody embarrassing to be opening for. I don't remember who it was, but I remember that. And I fucked his ass.
All right, well, that ought to do it for us, folks.
Yeah, rest in peace to a friend of the show, Baghdadi.
thank you.
Oh, Abu Bakar.
Thank you for listening.
Abu
to...
Backpage al-Baghdadi.
That's mm-hmm. right.
That's where I met him.
He got caught. He got
on the Baghdadi section. Mm-hmm.
Come to Funny Moms.
Funny
not
Moms,
next week,
we're
the
off
week
next
after.
Week. Yeah.
The 11th, Veterans Day.
We're going to be supporting the troops.
We'll be supporting the troops. And then come to Fat Tuesdays on the 12th. Go to stabby.biz/tour for all my tour dates. Go to cum.town to buy tokens from Nick that he
tokens
put in his ass.
On my esteem, by the used vending machines.
All right, see you, bros. Bye.